morning, and welcome to another edition of the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville on this Halloween evening. Alongside with Matt Tritton, I'm John Coffey, and behind the scenes helping out the show again this evening is Jacob Blair, along with Logan Weber, and we've got a good show on hand again tonight as we talk football, as the head coach of the Bearcat football team, Rich Wright, will be joining us, along with the equipment manager for the Bearcats in Tucker Peavy. That's coming up first this evening, and then we'll talk a little cross-country a little bit later on, as we'll be joined by, Nick Gibson. He is the cross-country coach. Their team coming off a good performance this past weekend in the MIAA championships held down in Joplin, and also Karima Chingley from the cross-country team will be here as well. So a lot coming up on the show here tonight, Matt, and as always, a busy weekend ahead of us.
Yeah, and taking a look at the weekend schedule coming up for Northwest Missouri State, we have football coming up, of course, at home, Northeastern State. It's Military Appreciation Day, which we'll dive into to what's to be expected with that coming up a little bit later on. Volleyball on the road, a big match with Nebraska Kearney coming up tomorrow evening, then Fort Hays State on Saturday. Soccer's at home for two more to round out the regular season against Missouri Western at home on Friday, and then against Missouri Southern on Sunday. And then men's basketball opening up the regular season with the Small College Basketball Hall of Fame Classic. They will play 22nd-ranked Damon on a Friday at 5:30, and then they'll take on Southern Nazarene at 5:30 on Saturday, which is also a top-10 team in the country. So a lot going on, and interesting how we're kind of winding down the regular seasons of fall sports, but also diving into some winter sports this week as well.
And we talk about Bearcat men's basketball coming off a pretty impressive showing out in North Carolina with that matchup with Duke, a six-point game there against, again, one of the perennial top teams in Division I basketball in the Duke Blue Devils, and then turn around and you look at getting into a Division II play this weekend, and they're not taking much time off when you look at their schedule. They got Damon, I think, is going to be coming in as a very good team, ranked 22nd nationally, and a team coming off a very good performance a year ago, making their first ever trip to the NCAA Division II tournament. And then you look at the team that they know a little bit about with Southern Nazarene. They played last year in the region, and a team that lost some players off their roster from a year ago, but coming in ranked number 9. So that basketball team for the Bearcats on the men's side, not afraid to face some tough competition early in the season.
Yeah, Coach Max always scheduling that non-conference especially hard. And, you know, the staple that is for his basketball teams, especially these last, you know, 5, 6, 7 years, is that defense. It's been very, very good. And we saw that come out against Duke, really rattled Duke a little bit, frustrated them, and kind of took them out of their game just a little bit there, and only allowed 69 points, whereas the Blue Devils turned around last night against Fort Valley State, another Division II team, and put up 126 against Fort Valley State. So a pretty good showing for Northwest defensively there, and you're just hoping that carries over against Damon and Southern Nazarene at the Civic Arena. And you know, we saw last year they pulled out an overtime win to start the regular season against Northern State a season ago, and so you're hoping to kind of hit the ground running like that with Damon on Friday.
As far as the Northwest women's team, they got their season underway earlier this week, an exhibition down in Kansas City with UMKC, a Division I team. You had a chance to make the trip down for that, and really, I think, a good showing by the Northwest women.
Yeah, that's a very talented UMKC team that they played, to only lose by 11 on their home floor. It's a good takeaway for this team. 25 points out of Kendi Eaton. She was attacking the whole way and really looked good. And then a 6'2" freshman out of Des Moines, Peyton Rao, also played very good. She was matched up with a 6'5" senior for UMKC and really handled it well defensively, finished with 4 points and 7 rebounds. And so you'll see that offensive game slowly come around, but team looked good.
Yeah, so again, busy weekend coming up. We'll talk a little bit more about that as we go along, but again, up next will be football, as the head coach of the Bearcats, Rich Wright, will be joined by Bearcat equipment manager Tucker Peavy, and we'll talk things over with Matt. That's coming up in just a moment. Reminder, too, that support for the Bearcat Coaches Show comes from the Stuner Body, screen printing and embroidery, located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. Stuner Body provides Bearcat fanwear, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. And support also comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square, open for lunch and dinner, and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Back with more from Carson's right after this time out on the KXCV KRNW Coaches Show.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on locations is online at nvb.com. Member FDIC. Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point in Maryville, an assisted living community that offers residents help with medications, meals, personal care, and more. Information on services or upcoming events is at facebook.com/Oak Point of Maryville.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Championship offers pre-owned late model autos and will also purchase vehicles from individuals. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Bullseye Trading in Maryville, located at 1115 East 1st Street, open 10:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bullseye Trading offers guns, ammo, and payday and pawn loans. For more info, 660-241-5013 or on Facebook.
Today's game is supported by State Farm Insurance agents Carrie Myers and Kevin Neal in Maryville and Nick Codeman in St. Joe, providing life, auto, and homeowners insurance and financial services. More at 562-3882, 582-3512, or insurewithnick.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back into Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Now talking Northwest Missouri State football. We have the head coach of the Bearcats, Rich Wright, as well as Tucker Peavy, the Northwest Missouri State Director of Equipment Operations. Guys, we appreciate you coming in, talking with us just a little bit here, and a special evening as well. Tucker, your favorite holiday, Halloween.
So, oh, yeah, trick-or-treating. It's my favorite.
that's what it's all about.
Big sweets.
What was the... Is that a nickname?
No. It might be now.
Yeah, you just added it in.
I like it. What are we going with as far as costumes at practice today? What were we looking at?
It was all over the place. It was everything from Iron Man. We had ghosts. We had...
like Charlie Brown ghosts?
Yeah.
Just like literally, cutting holes and just going?
We had... we had Winnie the Pooh. We had Eeyore. We had... The Incredible Hulk. We had...
Jackie Moon.
We had bacon. We had a hot dog. We had... I'm trying to think what the top three were. It was... we had radio. We had... So...
From a movie radio.
Yeah.
It
was all over the place. So.
Is this a requirement? Just come in and be ready to go?
It was this year. Freshmen were told you don't have to spend a dime. You got to dress up as something. So there you go.
And we didn't get any togas out of the whole thing either.
Well, we had a couple Romans. No togas. Okay. But we had two Romans. We had the Black Panther. I'm just, you know, trying to get through it now and process. It was
a lot of fun.
It was a smorgasbord of costumes.
So. Were there any kids you looked at and you just, really? What are you doing? I mean...
Yeah, the ghosts were bad. It was two sheets literally cut out with eyes, and there wasn't a whole lot of thought put into it. And I'm not a big store-bought guy either. So, yeah. Like, the piece of bacon didn't have me. You know, I'm kind of looking for something more. I want some thought process. Buzz Lightyear. We had Buzz Lightyear at our place. Yeah. He was in the complex. What else do we have?
There's no referees this year. That kind of surprised me.
There were none. Yeah. I was going to dress up with glasses and a referee costume and be an MIAA ref. Yeah. That's what I wanted to do.
Let's throw it back a few years. It wasn't too long ago that both of you guys were in college. What were you guys dressing up as?
Thank you for the grace there with that. It's been more than a few years, but I'll let Tucker go on this.
A couple years ago, actually, was Andy Reid. I went and visited a couple buddies down where they went to school. Won the costume contest at the local joint, so, I mean, it was hard to beat.
I mean, that's a fad anymore. Yeah. Every Chiefs game, there's a few Andy Reids up in the stands.
There is. You know, you see the occasional Denny's menu. You know, he's holding up instead of a play card and stuff like that. But, you know, I did the whole headset and everything like that, and we got to go all out.
That's clever. I like that. Yeah. Do you have any you remember from
my
college?
Go-to is Cousin Eddie. White bathrobe.
Okay, yeah.
Have to have the hat.
And the great
part
the
cigar.
It comes back around 2 months later. You wear it at Christmas,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I couldn't wear it. You know, I can't. You can't find Meisterbrow out here, and that's in the original can. That's what it was.
I didn't know that was a real thing. Mm-hmm. I just thought that was a movie thing.
Nope, not a movie thing. It's real.
Okay. Well, and you know, I like it for Christmas because my 2-year-old son, I buy an outfit for him to wear this, that. he'll look back on it years from now and be a little bit embarrassed, but, but it works out in the end. So
there you go.
That's good. Well, Northwest Missouri State football, they have a home game this week taking on Northeastern State. That is Military Appreciation Day. We have the head coach of the Bearcats, Rich Wright, and the Northwest Director of Equipment Operations, Tucker Peavy, with us. And it's always fun to kind of get into it and to see what Northwest Missouri State has coming out, not only for individual weeks, but the whole season. When you look at Military Appreciation, we've had some special ones honoring veterans over the years. What can folks expect this weekend?
Well, you know, it started a few years back. We had a set of military uniforms. After a few years, they just kind of got worn out. And we got to the point where, you know, we want to do something different with our helmets. And going to white helmets allowed us to do more. A couple seasons ago, we started the stripe down the middle of the helmets with the veterans' names of family members on the team. And we want to take that a step further last season by adding the family photo. And this year, we're going to take it a step farther with, you know, having the helmets basically the same. If you find, you know, tweaks here and there and stuff like that. It's the 75th anniversary of World War II in 2019. So we have a commemorative logo on the back of the helmets by the Department of Defense, the Pentagon. Although we've been working with those guys out there. On the uniforms, we're going to have a military name tape, like patch on the jersey. So, you know, whatever family member that the student athletes submitted to put on their helmet, they're going to have that name on their jersey. So every helmet's unique, every jersey's unique, and it really ties in the whole, you know, family atmosphere here at Northwest, along with Military Appreciation.
Those are the details that he handles. I mean, it's all Tuck. I'm working a game plan. I'm trying to win a football game, and Tucker does such a phenomenal job of handling all that for us. And, you know, it was a month ago that he was processing all this stuff and saying this is what we have to do. And, you know, it's why our stuff is featured on ESPN Game Day. He adds an element and a piece to our university that, you know, is irreplaceable.
Well, there's so much that goes into the Northwest brand and people looking at Northwest Missouri State and how it's not just localized to Northwest Missouri but becoming more national, and people look at that and the uniforms look so good, but then taking away to personalize it too with the military aspect and folks that served, that their family members have put that on there too. You don't see that anywhere else that people are – I mean, maybe now people are mimicking, and I'm sure we'll see that more and more often too.
There's a couple this week.
But that's kind of cool to kind of take that personal approach of talk about the family atmosphere, and, you know, it means something to the kids, but then the aunts and uncles, the grandparents, it kind of pulls it back in.
It's all in details, and that's what he does such a great job of, and that's why, you know, when I sat down with our athletic director, Andy Peterson, I just said, I got to get this guy on full time. I mean, he adds value to our program every day, and that's what makes him special.
Appreciate that.
Tucker, what got you into the equipment side?
Well, I mean, Coach Wright might differ, but coming out of high school, I could have played college football somewhere. Probably not.
No,
I knew that was going to come up. But, you know, I just kind of lost interest, but I still wanted to stay close to the game. And, I started as a freshman here in 2013, working in the training room with Kelly Quinlan and all those guys over there. And it kind of, you know, throughout that semester, I kind of fell towards the other side of the hall, the equipment room. And there was an opening at semester coming off that 13 national championship, and I just took it and rolled. It's something I really found my passion for. And, I've been blessed with, you know, the administration and the coaching staff here to appreciate that and what we do down in the equipment room and turn it into a full-time capacity.
Were you thinking about the training side of being a trainer then instead?
Somewhat, but, you know, at some point you got to kind of figure out what you want to do and narrow it down, and, you know, quickly I decided that wasn't for me.
Well, the more you look at it and going from the GA role to now the full-time position, and rightfully so, I mean, it's something that more and more and more, it's you've got so much going on, and not only for the coaching staff, the players, and it's kind of hard to rely on just kind of a different student each year, or a different revolving door. To be able to have someone like that come in and kind of solidify the position, that has to feel good on your side. That's one less thing I have to worry about on game day.
Absolutely, it's just I don't have to think about purchasing. I don't have to think about, you know, there's so much to that. The, you know, the helmets, the shoulder pads, the jerseys, all the things that he handles. When we get on the road and, you know, I show up on the road and Tucker's got the keys laid out and, you know, he hands me my key. And it's just, there's so many little things and so many details that we don't have to think about now because his footprint has been on it. It's unbelievable.
Northwest Missouri State football now with the Vices helmets across the board with a couple years now of that. And Tucker, I know you have a great relationship with those folks there too. But how was that process like for you of transitioning Northwest? And that's the big move to kind of shove out all the green helmets and you go strictly with this this one specific type of helmet that is.
Yeah, no, it was a big transition line for us. I mean, you know, to fit the Vices 01, I mean, it takes about 15 minutes a player. Each player's custom fit down to the eighth of an inch. So really, once you get those fits, pending, you know, any hairs or do-rags or, you know, anything like that that they might change, they're pretty much fit for the whole season. Now, we still do maintenance on them, you know, changing snaps and buckles and stuff like that throughout the year. But, you know, once they're fit, they're pretty much fit.
Going to that kind of helmet, at what point did the Northwest Missouri State football side look at it and say, this is the right move for us?
It was, you know, he brought me the sample helmet in the spring, and it was at the time Alex Smith's helmet, and he just said, Coach, I gotta show this to you, it's gonna revolutionize football and just how people are protected. And you know, the more I saw, the more I bought in, and we went to our booster club, and you know, we were hopeful to get 25 helmets by the end of the night. We had our entire two deep fit into the helmets. A year later, we bought 25 more. Just the research and everything that's behind it, we believe in 100%. Just feel like it's the direction we wanted to go.
Back in my day, like, see one big plastic shell, you're putting air in it every week, and that's not the case anymore. It's a lot more scientific, if you will, isn't it, Tucker?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, there's actually 8 people in the state of Missouri that are certified to fit a football helmet through our Athletic Equipment Managers Association, and one of them's here at Northwest. 5 are down at the Chiefs, 1 at UCM, and 1's at Mizzou. So it's
a good company.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. But there's just a lot more, you know, technology going into the proper equipment these days. You know, in the past, as you said, before, you know, really 2016-ish, the helmet technology really hasn't changed. With the new wave and new technology, I mean, it's changing every day.
Outside of the helmet, shoulder pads on down. I have to imagine the last 20 years, everything's lighter, sleeker, better fit.
No, for sure. Here at Northwest, we actually have our whole 2-deep in custom shoulder pads. So every spring they're coming in fit. All of our student-athletes are, you know, the freshmen. We do a yearly rotation. So basically, I mean, every player's in their own custom fit, shoulder pad, thigh pad, knee pad, stuff like that. Yeah, I mean, game jerseys, we're blessed to have a seamstress here in town. They're all tailored, you know, for the guys.
Roanne Solheim, yeah, let's throw a plug.
Yeah, no, she's awesome. She puts up with about 30 jerseys a week, you know, so it never ends for her.
Looking at the uniform, like the jerseys, but also the pads, how many people does it take to put on the jersey of a big guy? Because you're just, like, sliding that sucker over, right?
So that's fine. There's, what, 3 or 4 probably? You see
you
the big
got
guy?
That. Yeah, that's plus a, tape. So, like, my guys use tape so they can't get grabbed, and it's not easy.
Yeah, double-sided duct tape on all the shoulder pads. So, I mean, that's why
so
the
you're
jerseys,
putting that on.
It looks so
wow.
Form-fit. So, I mean, that way you can't hold, you know, in the game and grab your jersey. And
I did not realize that.
A little pro tip right there.
Yep, there you go.
So the Denver Broncos a few years ago will go Vaseline, which is obviously illegal, so, but keep it tighter underneath. It's all good.
For sure.
I'm not afraid to try Vaseline. That might be a good idea this week.
Better go to Walmart now, right?
Right.
Well, those are my AA officials. They won't know what hit them. So, knee pads. Is that required in college football? Do you have to have
knee pads? Yeah, it is. Knee pads, thigh pads, all that type of stuff.
But I assume for receivers, cornerbacks, they're
a tad bit smaller.
Very tiny.
Yeah.
It's all about speed, isn't it?
For sure.
We have Tucker Peavy, Northwest Missouri State Director of Equipment Operations with us, and Northwest Head Coach Rich Wright as well. Equipment maintenance, you mentioned the buckles, everything, the snaps, stuff breaking, you're replacing stuff all the time. How many hours per week is that? If someone wants the visor 1 week, they take it out another, they're breaking stuff, is that just...
We do it every Thursday, so today was our big helmet day. Decals, we check all the snaps, you know, stuff like that. Face masks, if any face masks show anywhere, we replace the face mask. So that's, you know, especially with the white masks, they show all the dirt and all the marks and everything like that. You got to make them clean. We clean all the lids, too, the matte white, you know, shows some specks and stuff like that. But yeah, it's once a week, and it's, you know, 5-6 hours a day.
So you're going through every scuff that's on that helmet. You're polishing that sucker out every week.
Mr. Clean Magic Erasers. That's another pro tip right there.
A little pro tip.
Yeah.
There we go.
Pro tip.
What are you using to get the stains out of a white jersey?
Tide
pen?
No. So we have a P&G, or Tide makes a professional line of stain removers. It's like a high-powered OxyClean, basically.
Yeah. So listen to this. When the game's over, there's somebody doing, is it spray and wash or shout?
Yeah,
or what
wash,
is it? That, I mean, every jersey's collected. Everything gets sprayed down. And I mean, the second the game's over.
Well, and so that's what I'm going to throw out, too. And I know he doesn't want to hit on it too much, but with the laundry and everything else that goes behind the scene, it's kind of the unsung hero of it, of getting everybody back out on the field every week, not smelling like...
I mean, we're blessed downstairs. I have 5 student managers, and they're awesome. They help a lot with the laundry aspect. Every night, there's about 6 to 7 hours of laundry.
Every night?
Every night. Well, every night that we practice. So,
yeah.
You know, maybe not Sundays, but... We have a crew that comes in at 6 o'clock every night, and they leave at 10:30. And then when I come in the morning, we'll run some stuff in the morning, put some stuff in the morning, and then coaches gets done around lunchtime right before they work out. And it never really ends. Sometimes the machines are smoking, literally.
Yeah, literally.
Will you do like one whole, all jerseys, or is it kind of separated?
Yeah, so we're blessed. The Booster Club funded us with 2 new washers the past 2 years. And so we're able to get everything done pretty quick. We're getting, you know, the dryer situation figured out, all that type of stuff, and we rock and roll down there.
Who is the most pristine, precise player when it comes to making sure everything's just perfect on game day?
You know, I won't say a player, but position, it has to be the DBs. I mean, the DBs all, you know, care about the socks and the swag and the visors. And
now, do they look the best too? Does it go hand in hand?
I mean, that's personal opinion right there. I mean, I'm not a flashy guy at all. They'll tell you that too. They'll probably get mad at me. But we just try to make everybody look the same. You know, we have a board down in the locker room. We change weekly, a little, you know, whiteboard diagram, and tell the guys what do we wear tights-wise, undershirts, gloves, socks. Stuff like that. We just, you know, it's a uniform, so you want everybody to look the same.
Is there any individuality they can push or pull in certain areas?
Yeah, I mean, you see it. I mean, you know, the sock length, you know, undershirts, maybe, you know, leaving it loose, hanging out a little bit, you know, pregame, maybe wearing a dark visor and then taking it off for the game. Just little things like that.
Who's the sloppiest on the team?
Ooh. All right, I'm going to throw him under the bus. Kalen Key. I'm going to throw a D-lineman under.
Kalen Key. You had to go D-line.
Yeah, I had to. You go by his locker, it looks like a tornado went through there.
But on the field, he said.
Oh, on the field?
Yeah.
Come on. No, they all look the same. I mean, you know, you get the occasional freshman out there, but you get them right after week one, so it's all good.
All right. Yeah. All right, well, Northwest Missouri State right now, you're also up with the Chiefs as well?
Yep, I do the whole Chiefs gig down there for the past 5 years, 6 years now, something like that.
You got to talk about the Chiefs.
I was going to say, past couple weeks, I've seen more of him on TV than Patrick Mahomes.
He knows where to stand. Let's just.
Yeah. I'm a big target with a face for radio, so yeah. I mean, we're good.
Find that camera.
He finds Andy Reid and stands very close. It works.
There's actually, if you search Twitter, if you search Andy Reid's son, there's like 50 tweets that come up with photos of me.
No kidding.
I swear.
Stand close. That's how it works.
All right, Coach. And Tucker also said that before you got here, occasionally he'll come over to you and say, run the Tucker PV special. No. That's a trick play. Can you tell us about that?
We're not running that.
No.
Nope.
That's a guaranteed penalty, probably.
All right, guys, before we let you go, a couple quick hitters. Favorite horror movie, Halloween, what are you going to?
Poltergeist.
Too scary for me.
Chucky.
You're a Raiders fan, that's why. What's a go-to Halloween candy?
Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
Same.
That's all I got. No. We did the Halloween stuff, so you're good.
We're good.
All right, guys. Well, we appreciate you guys coming in. Perfect. We appreciate everything you do for Northwest Missouri State Athletics, Tucker, and looking forward to this coming weekend.
Appreciate you having me on. Thank you, man.
Rich Wright, Northwest Missouri State head coach, and Tucker Peavy, the Northwest Director of Equipment Operations, here with us at Carson's for the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show. We'll take a timeout and be back with more here on KXCV KRNW.
Support for the Bearcats comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for today's game comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein has been in business for more than 50 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Ashley, Lazy Boy, England, Serta, and more. More information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from United Electric Cooperative, who is committed to serving Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa residents with reliable and affordable power. For all electrical services, UECI.coop.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering locksmithing, lock installation, repairs, rekeying, and high security master key system setup and maintenance. More at 660-582-3131 or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Shows. We'll continue on with the head coach of the Bearcat football team, Rich Wright. And Rich, I understand you got a special night coming up with some of your players here this evening.
This is a big one. This is the annual D-line feed. So my wife has been working throughout the week to make sure that 23 D linemen and a couple coaches get fed. We each make our own specialty. She goes with the chili, and I do the gumbo.
And I understand it's a special recipe you've got lined up for them.
Really, from Gonzales, Louisiana is where I got the recipe originally. I've done it for 15 years, so I'm excited to put it out again.
And how did you come up with this recipe?
Ironically, it was a guy that I met. We were in an airport, and told me, we were talking about food and Cajun food, and he said, you know, my great-grandfather's got a recipe for the best gumbo in America. And I was like, I like hot, spicy things. And I said, let's try this. And so he gave it to me. It was interesting. He emailed it to me, and I started to put it all together, and it was pretty good. And the D-line approved, so we've gone with it ever since.
Tell you what, if it's D-line approved, it has to be good, doesn't
it? Oh, gosh, they know their food.
All right. Coach, it says talk a little bit about homecoming weekend, a good weekend for everyone involved, a good win for the team with Lincoln University, and just talk a little bit about what you felt were some of the main things that came out of that game.
You know, we continue to try and strive to find a way to start a game. That's the biggest thing. I felt defensively we played well early. You know, offensively we need to create better opportunities for ourselves early in a football game. You know, we're going to have a couple big games down the stretch, and you know, you just have to do that. You know, when you move forward in the playoffs, it also becomes important and more magnified.
Braden Wright, the Don Black Award winner for the most outstanding Bearcat in a homecoming game, and really he had a heck of a game. And took part in about five touchdowns, four of those on passing. But it just seemed like as the game went along, you just saw his confidence build again, and just kind of relax out there and play some good football for you.
Yeah, he found his rhythm, and once he did, you know, we have a lot of kids that can make plays, and you know, everything distributes through Braden, and so if he can do that, we have a chance to be successful.
So you look ahead toward this week, Northeastern State, the opponent, again, a team that has struggled this year, coming in winless at 0-8, but what are some of the things you want to accomplish in this matchup on Saturday?
We focus less on Northeastern and more on ourselves, just trying to, you know, continue to develop and get better, work on the things that we're deficient in, and you know, that's really what it's all about. We have to play at a high level. We're at the stretch run.
And I would imagine as you look at that stretch run right around the corner, some big games coming up. But again, even though you can't overlook an opponent coming into this matchup either, so you just need to come out and do what you do, I guess.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, Northeastern offensively has done some good things. I turn on the Missouri Western tape, and they move the ball up and down the field. So, you know, we've got to be ready to play. And, you know, it's just it's more about ourselves, but that's indicative of everything we do. We worry about less about our opponent and more about, you know, how we're executing on both sides of the ball and how we're executing on special teams.
And that's really from game to game, as you say, no matter who the opponent is.
No, it doesn't change. I mean, there's a process to it all, and you know, we just prepare the same way and try to play well on Saturday.
What are some of the things you're wanting to see this team do for the stretch run here to take another step forward here?
One thing is start fast, both sides of the ball, offensively, defensively, you know, capitalize on things early. You know, we have to be more consistent with our passing attack on the offensive side of the ball and defending it on the defensive side of the ball. With special teams, I think we've played pretty well down the stretch, but try to create some more explosive plays.
All right, well, Coach, we'll probably let you go here, get you over to your big dinner tonight. It sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun for you.
Oh, gosh, I got to go cook. I got to finish up this gumbo.
All right, sounds good. Coach, thanks a lot for being with us.
Have a good night.
That's the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat football team, Rich Wright. Stay tuned. We'll be back, have more for you from Carson's right after this timeout on the KXCV, KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services at 660-562-0300.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. The park offers residents and visitors camping facilities for tents and RVs, as well as lakeside cabin rentals. More information on camping and lodging is at MazingoLake.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on locations is online at nvb.com. Member FDIC.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries within the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville on this Halloween evening. And time to turn our attention to cross country. Nick Gibson joining us from the cross country team, the head coach of the cross country squad, and off of his team, Kareem Achingley with us as well. But before we talk to Kareem and Nick, let's just talk about this past weekend. A great performance out of your team, a second place finish in the MIAA meet down in Joplin. Just give us a little background about how that meet went overall.
Yeah, I mean, overall it went, you know, pretty well. We knew we were going to have a, you know, pretty perfect day to upset Missouri Southern. I mean, they're the number six team in the country right now. They have the individual favorite to win a national championship, so they know they're a really strong team. But, you know, we know that, you know, we have the ability to beat them. You know, we just have to put it all together, you know, on the day. But you know, from last year, it's a huge improvement. I mean, we were 10th in the conference last year and, you know, second this year. So we improved really significantly in, you know, a very short amount of time.
Well, and I think one area you can look at where you look at that improvement, too, you're finishing ahead of Central Missouri, a team that really year to year has been consistently one of the top teams in cross country as well as track and field overall. But finishing in front of them is quite an accomplishment.
Yeah, I mean, we're really, I mean, obviously excited to do that. I mean, they have the most conference championships in, you know, cross country history, you know, titles as a team. So, you know, they've definitely been the, you know, historically one of the best teams, and so has Missouri Southern. They're not too far behind them in total cross-country conference championships.
What's been the biggest reason for the huge improvement from last year to this year?
I think, you know, some of it is, you know, having guys like Kareem. You know, he's a three-time All-American for us, you know, on the cross-country and track side. And, you know, just having him and just being able to, you know, recruit guys that want to train with him and, you know, push him, you know, and be around him, you know, to, you know, have that success and, you know, bring that success to Northwest.
And as you look ahead after this, you've got the regional championships coming up, but it's on a course you're pretty familiar with, I imagine. That would be the third time down to Joplin.
Yeah, I mean, we ran on it last year for a region meet, so yeah, between last year and this year, this is, you know, going to be our fourth time, so, you know, we're pretty familiar with it. I know it's not Kareem's favorite course, but he gets the job done. So, I mean, last year he was finished second at the region meet and, you know, made nationals as one All-American. So, I mean, for us, you know, the goal is, you know, to try to, you know, go in and, you know, try to win. But, you know, we'll see what happens.
When you train for meets such as this and you know the course, is there anything you do differently training for the course as well as just getting ready for a meet like this?
Yeah, I mean, for this meet especially, I mean, we know that, you know, at a conference championship, it's 8 kilometers, so, you know, just under 5 miles. And then this, we move up another 2,000 meters, so it goes to 10K distance, which that changes, you know, the type of race as a whole, which we've been training for all years, you know, to be ready for, you know, the strength part of it. So, you know, we've done the longer workouts, you know, our shortest workouts, usually 6 miles, you know, which is our distance. So, you know, that's what we prepare them for. And then, you know, we try to get out on our course, which has more hills, you know, to try to make it the other course feel a little bit easier. So whenever we get on it,
I would imagine too, that you from day one, as you get ready for the season to start, your training program is geared up to where they're at their peak at this time of the year.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's what, you know, early on I tell them, you're not going to run your best. I mean, if you run a PR, I mean, that's exciting because I know you're going to run even faster at the end of the year. But, you know, we try to, you know, prepare them for the championship races because, you know, for us, those are the really important ones.
So let's talk a little bit about the women's side too before we talk to Kareem here. But again, an 11th place finish, I think, on the women's side. But I understand too that you've had a lot of your runners on the women's side do some of that PRs there. And what are some things you're looking at in rebuilding the program on the women's side?
Yeah, I mean, it's the same thing. You know, whenever I got here with the men, you know, last year we had a pretty solid women's team, and, you know, it just happened to be, you know, women usually decide a little bit earlier in the recruiting process, so getting here super late, you know, just really hurt our recruiting. But, you know, so far, I mean, the recruiting has been going well, and it's just, you know, just, you know, reminding them, like, you know, our men's team was 10th last year and now we were second. You know, this place, we can do it, and you have the right coaching, you have the tools. I mean, we have all the resources here. We have the indoor facility, our cross country course, our outdoor track, and just like the country roads around here are great for training. So we have every bit of the makings to, you know, to be a national powerhouse. You know, just finding the right athletes that, you know, want to be a part of it.
And that's something that we ought to talk about too, is just year two for the coaching staff coming in, and again getting a late start last year as you came in. But how much more enjoyable has it been at preparing for this year, knowing that you've had a full year to get out recruits and just work with the players within the program itself for a full year as well?
Yeah, I mean, it makes our job a lot easier. I mean, whenever we got in last year, I mean, I was here like 5 days before their season started, so it was just trying to figure out who was even on the team when we got here. So, you know, having a full year of knowing who the kids are and, you know, knowing, you know, what works for them and, you know, how to train them properly helps tremendously.
And just tell us a little bit about Kareem and some of the things that he really brings to your program, and maybe some things folks don't know about with Kareem.
I mean, Kareem's just, you know, he's a special athlete. I mean, he works really hard. I mean, he puts in the miles. I mean, he's running, you know, 80 to 90 miles a week, with, you know, which takes a lot of, you know, patience and a lot of, you know, work on his end to be able to do it, and, you know, to be able to keep healthy doing that. You know, he's one of the most humble guys you'll ever meet too. I mean, you know, for him, he wanted to be a part of a really good team, and I was like, that's what I'm going to try to do for you, is get you some good athletes, you know, help you to go out on, you know, go out on top as a senior.
Well, Kareem, just tell us a little bit. First of all, Coach said you don't like that course down in Joplin. Now, what is it about that course down there that you don't like?
Too many curves and hills. I like more flat surfaces track. But it's not an excuse. We got to run whatever they put the race, and we have to get the job done. And we train very well for that. So, yeah, I'm getting more used to that type of field. And, yeah.
Well, I would guess, though, the success you've had down there, though, it might make you like it a little bit more as
yes.
You went from there to the Nationals last year.
Yeah, next time I'll love it even more.
Being familiar with that course, what advantage does that have for you?
This is going to be the fourth time I will run there, fourth or third. And I think now I'm more familiarized and I can be like more relaxed, especially my teammates they love it. They also like the hill stuff, and they know very well they're going to be their third time. So I think we're going to be like that advantage. So we can do well compared to Mosso. We know what we need to do, and we're going to run very well next time. more close to Mosso, if not beating them. So that's our goal.
Now, last year you had a lot of success individually, obviously making it to the national meet a year ago. How much more fun has it been this year for you, having some teammates that are having success well, and not only their success individually, but I would imagine that helps push you a little bit too.
It's wonderful, this team that we have now. What I was dreaming for, this team, because now we can think to be at national and to get there and pushing the top teams in the nation. And it's wonderful because you have more people to rely on in the team, and yeah, we have better goals, and we can do very well at nationals, which is
and awesome. How did that experience last year help you going into this year?
Last year?
Yeah, as far as getting to the nationals and having an opportunity to see the type of competitions that's at that national level, how did that help you as far as training in the off season and throughout the regular season so far?
Oh yeah, you can get to see the best athletes in the nation and see how they compete and apply that to your training. The only thing, it was like I was only going by myself, and it was a kind of boring and not as what we wanted, me and the coach. So yeah, this year is going to be totally different, and we're going to show that Northwest is there, is ready, is a new Northwest, and yeah, ready to give a fight.
and Nick, going into the regional right now, 11th in the nation in the national rankings, you've got three players that made the first team, or three runners that made the first team all MIAA. Again, I would imagine really you feel good seeing the type of success you've had not only in the conference but also region and nationally so far this year.
Yeah, I mean, it's been, you know, really good to see. I mean, that's why I told these guys, you know, if, you know, we can collectively come together, I mean, it could happen, and you know that they're seeing it and believing it now, and that's why, you know, we keep getting better and better each week. And I mean, they're enjoying, you know, running here and being a part of a team and being able to push each other, and you know, it's just a fun group of guys to be around.
And how have you seen Kareem improve this year? Obviously it had a pretty high standard to start with making it to the nationals, but again, getting that experience a year ago at the national meet, have you seen some things that he was able to gain from that?
Yeah, I mean, we've already worked on it. He's already got a little bit more foot speed than he did last year, so we've improved his foot speed a little bit, so which obviously if you're faster, you know, over a shorter distance, you should be a little bit faster over a longer distance. So we've already seen that improvement from him, which, you know, is exciting. Come the championship part of the season, you know, hopefully he can run even faster than he has before.
Guess last year you had to know how to run in the mud just a little bit.
Yeah, that didn't work out so well, but I mean, he's still got the job done, and you know, I know this year is going to be a different result, you know, with a better course, you know, being out in California, it should be a lot nicer weather.
I know you're from Pittsburgh, but it seems like it makes a little more sense to hold the national meet in somewhere that's a little bit warmer at this time of year, like such as California.
No, I mean, it depends on who you talk to. You know, a lot of the true cross country coaches and, you know, true cross countryans, you know, they like it in the colder weather, because, you know, just by the time of the season, that's usually most of the races are cold and, you know, a little bit maybe snow. I mean, it really just depends, but a lot of the people like it colder, but you know, for our team, they like it warmer, so I mean, it really suits us pretty well.
Kareem, let's just talk about your interest in track and field and cross country, and when did you realize that this was something that, I guess, number one, you were good at, but number two, that is something that you wanted to turn this into an area that you could go to college and run and be a college athlete. When did it come around that felt that this was something you wanted to do?
Yeah, this was a couple of years ago before, when I was in Spain. So I got contacted by JUCO College, and they gave me the opportunity to study and compete. And from there, I transferred to here. So it was like a recruiting process. And from there, from that time, I checked the college level competition, and they knew that I could do well in that type of racing system, of, you know, college system of training, competing, and studying academically. Yeah, that motivated me a lot, because I got to see the races and everything, and I decided to come to US and compete.
Yeah. Well, when you were young too, when did you realize you had this ability? Even going, you know, as a youngster, when did you start to realize that you enjoyed the long distance running, and that this was something you were very good at?
From elementary school, like 13, 14 years old, I knew, even earlier, I started running and loving this sport, yeah.
So were you dusting your opponents or your fellow, your friends at that particular time in races and things?
Yes, yeah, we had a lot of competition between friends, too competitive, doing crazy races, you know, but at the end it was just fun, everything, and I got a lot of support from everyone, especially my family. All the coaches I've had have been nice with me and treated me very well. And yeah,
I know we were talking with Nick before we went on, just about, especially for the cross-country runners, where there's really not an off-season. You go straight from this. You got some indoor running, and then you got the outdoor season in the spring. It's an awful lot that you guys have to train for to be ready every year. And I mean, I know that takes a lot of work to be ready for all these different seasons you've got.
Right. The season is very, very long. At the same time, it looks short because the races follow one each other really quick. But just to give you an idea, we run an average of 70-something miles a week all the year. So it's a non-stop of mileage in your legs, and it's a really hard job, but it's worth at the end. At the end, you get to see all what you have done, and it's a compliment for yourself, and you see how far you can get, that nothing is... It's impossible. It's really, yeah.
How's the training different for a cross-country season, too, as you look here in another few weeks, you look toward the indoor season, then an outdoor season. Do you do anything different training-wise for these different events?
Cross-country depends a lot on what you do in summer, and that's what Coach Gibson always tell us. Don't forget to train in summer well. Don't skip any day, so it's a lot of volume compared to track. So more volume, more time of preparation, and repetitions tend to be longer than the workouts for track, that they are much shorter and much foot speed, like improving that foot speed. Yeah.
Well, tell us a little bit about your academic side here, and what are you studying at Northwest?
I'm now finishing my bachelor's degree of business management. Yeah, and I'm senior, and it's a nice experience. Yeah.
What's your plans after graduation?
We don't know yet. I'm not sure. We'll see what it's going to be.
You got time. Enjoy being in college sooner. That's
exactly.
One thing. no doubt about that. Outside of academics, what are some of the things you like to do?
Anything. I love a lot of things. I can tell you now. I can give you. I like to go to country Carson's.
Well, that's a good answer. And I imagine it's been quite an experience coming to America from Spain. And what's your overall experience of coming over and being a student in a foreign country?
It's a big change, positively. Different way of talking, habits, but it has helped me a lot. I can tell, you know, you get to see different cultures and different variety of things. It helped me also in my running. It's sometimes training wise is even different, and every nation has maybe or every different culture, different method of training. So, yeah, I learned a lot since I came here.
Hey, you know, Nick, when you look at your roster, to a certain degree, it's kind of like what Coach Roswell has with the tennis team, bringing in some athletes from different cultures. I imagine that just adds an awful lot just to the overall experience of everyone on the team.
Yeah, no, it really does. I mean, for, you know, the athletes, I mean, that's what, you know, we try to recruit the best kids, and, you know, these are the best kids that came. But, you know, I mean, they bring a different, unique culture and style from what they come from. I mean, a lot of these kids on the team came from essentially with a backpack on their back whenever they come over, so they come from essentially nothing. So you know, they get to experience that, and our kids, you know, I think they sometimes take things for granted. So you know, them seeing what they've come through and how hard they work, you know, just helps motivate them more to, you know, to be better and, you know, to push harder and to, you know, try to improve more.
And we talked a little bit about some of the improvements that your team's made with some of the players you've added this year. Let's just individually talk about some of the folks besides Kareem that you've got right now that are doing well for you.
Yeah, I mean, his one teammate from Iowa Central that transferred in, here was Jordan Cope. He's beat Kareem twice already this season, at conferences and at the meet before it at Chili Pepper. Jordan's, a phenomenal athlete from Peru. I mean, he's, one of the, competed for, on the biggest stage, the world championships for his country. So he is a phenomenal athlete, and, we're very fortunate that he came here. And then we have Augustine Listering, who's a transfer from Liberty University. So and he was one of the best, Division One runners. And, he decided to transfer in here because of, who we had. And then we had Jake Norris, who's, a sophomore from Nebraska. He's improved about almost 3 minutes from last year. So, I mean, he's improved significantly in a short amount of time. And I think it's just, having those guys around here that, just changing the culture, of what this program is and, what we're about.
And I would guess too much you get guys like Kareem and the ones you've talked about that when you go back out on the recruiting trail now, you can point to the type of athlete you've got here and the type of person and people that they are that it really makes it a lot easier to bring in the next group of recruits into the program.
It definitely does. I've definitely gotten a lot more contacted this year than I did last year. So you definitely, kids notice it. They want to be a part of good teams, and that's why, having these guys here and them doing well has definitely helped recruiting. I mean, I've got so many more people contacting us wanting to be a part of this than we did last year.
Well, as you get ready for the Central Regional meet coming up, what are the keys to making sure that your teams are ready?
I think the biggest thing is just keep focusing on what, we can control. Staying healthy, doing the little things, getting good rest, staying hydrated, trying to, do the right things, eat properly. I mean, that's the biggest thing, that we've been focusing on years, control what we can control. At the end of the day, if, we show up and we do what we can, and the result comes, that's all we can ask for.
Well, it's a lot of fun this time of year, isn't it, for you?
It is.
Yeah, when you're running and you've got an opportunity to do well and do well not only regionally but nationally, I imagine it just that's what it's all about there.
Yeah, I know it is. And I know that we set it up, and that's what me and Kareem have talked about. It's, we know we can be a top 10 team, and that's what we're designed for. We know in some of these smaller meets, like a conference meet where there's not as many people, that kind of hurts us a little bit. But come to a national meet, I believe that, we have three guys that have the potential to be All-Americans, which, helps the team a lot, in the scoring aspect of it.
Yeah, Kareem, how much fun is it right now for you?
So much fun, I can't tell you. I can't give you a level of fun I'm having. It's just, I think everything is going to, get decided at nationals. After nationals, we're going to see what's the real thing, what's the real thing we can get, like the real goal we can achieve. It's going to be at nationals because it's going to be a different environment. Nobody knows that field, and it's going to be more fair for everyone.
All right. Well, Kareem, it's been a pleasure having you with us on the show here tonight, and good luck in the regional coming up and also down the line national. So,
thank you so much.
All right. And again, Nick, as always, good to have you on the show here tonight.
Yeah, too. Thanks for having us.
Again, that is Nick Gibson, the coach of the Northwest Cross Country team, Kareem Machingley from the men's cross country team. We'll be back to have more for you from Carson's right after this timeout on the KXCV, KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet for Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at carpetplus.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 Mile corner south of Maryville. Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertaler are proud supporters of Bearcat Athletics and the quality culture that is Northwest Missouri State University. More information on the Compass Dental Group is online at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from SureGrow Plant Food Company in Forest City. Locally owned and operated, SureGrow's provided the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies since 1951. More information on SureGrow products and services at 660-446-3376.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
And welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Matt Trenton rejoining me as we look ahead toward this weekend. We touched on a little bit earlier in the show here tonight, too, Matt. But, boy, it's a crazy weekend coming up. All kinds of sports going on. You got that crossover period of time where you've got volleyball going on. You've got cross-country that we just talked about. Men's and women's basketball are getting started. Football is still going on. And just pretty much everything but the tennis program is still in action right now.
Yeah, and that's an exciting time, and you kind of hope it continues like that for quite a while, to where you have that crossover period of basketball starting up with those fall sports going on, because that means we've got a lot of postseason action for all these sports, and really things looking up, and hoping to see soccer really round out the regular season strong with Missouri Western and Missouri Southern this weekend, and volleyball continue what they're doing. And if they go out and knock off Nebraska Kearney, that would be huge coming up tomorrow to take on a top five team in the country. And then also, of course, you look at what football's been doing and playing well, and got a good win over Lincoln last week. You want to see them build off that against Northeastern State. But then they close out their regular season after that with two huge matchups at Fort Hays State, then back home for Central Missouri in week 11. So there is a lot to play for and a lot riding on these next few weeks for Bearcat football.
And as far as we're concerned this weekend, we're going to be a little bit on the busy side as well. We got basketball coming up tomorrow night, the Northwest Men and Damon College. 5:30 tip-off, airtime at 5:10, and then Saturday gets really crazy. We've got football in the afternoon, 1:30 tip-off with the Bearcat football team at Northeastern. We'll follow that up with Bearcat basketball from St. Joseph as they're back in action against Southern Nazarene at 5:30, and we're right from our postgame for football right to the pregame of basketball on Saturday night.
Yeah, it's kind of it makes for a fun Saturday, really, whenever you have so much going on. You start with Northwest football at 1:30 as far as kickoff, and then bleed right into basketball getting rolling there. And Small College Basketball Hall of Fame Classic at the Civic Arena, a lot of fun last year. Northwest taking on Northern State and Ferris State there. You see a couple of new opponents in Damon in that first one, and then Southern Nazarene. We saw in the regional a season ago, but Southern Nazarene, we don't see them come around very often for Northwest Missouri State men's basketball. So it'll be fun to kind of get a look at them once again and do it at a neutral site in St. Joe.
And the one thing about that, overall, when you look at the entire field for that Hall of Fame Classic at Civic Arena, there's some awfully good basketball being played. Some of the top teams in Division II basketball are in St. Joseph for that event.
Yeah, I mean, off the top of my head, I mean, we have Northwest and Missouri Western, which Missouri Western is going to be competing for that in the upper echelon of the MIAA very soon. Lincoln Memorial's been a powerhouse program for a long time. Damon's an up-and-comer. Southern Nazarene's been very good. Davenport's going to be there. So there's a lot of really good basketball there. And, you know, for Division II basketball to step out there and see so much talent in St. Joseph, it's a lot of fun.
Again, it's Northwest Men in action in that tournament this weekend, and we'll have all the play-by-play of that with the Bearcat football team in action on Saturday as well. And then you look ahead down the line a weekend after this. Of course, we'll be able to talk about this next week too, but women's basketball will lace them up for real next weekend.
Yeah, starting things off on November 8th against Wayne State at Kearney, Nebraska, then the UNK tournament to open up the season there. So, and that's the team we saw against UMKC. They took a step forward, and Coach Myers expecting a lot of things out of the players that were in this program a season ago and kind of got a feel for how he wants to run things and what to expect out of him and Adai Houston as the coaches. So you look for that women's program to continue to get better and better as the season goes on.
You know, you talked with Coach Wright as well as Tucker Peavy about today's Halloween costumes. As we saw on social media, the women's basketball team had a pretty good day at practice, too.
Yeah, it looked like they were practicing their dance moves, but also coming out and doing their own Halloween contest or costume contest of their own. And Tucker is funny because he mentioned that he had dressed up as Andy Reid a few years ago for a Halloween, and that's what Austin Meyer dressed as at practice. So it was a pretty spot on Andy Reid, just a little too tall and a little too skinny, but he was pretty good.
Yeah, it looks like he had the rest of the mannerisms down and everything, that's for sure. Well, that'll do it for our show tonight from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Again, coming up this weekend, our broadcast schedule looks like this. Tomorrow night, the Northwest men, they face Damon College at 5:30, our airtime at 5 o'clock with all the pregame activities from Civic Arena in St. Joe. Then on Saturday, Bearcat football, 1:30 kickoff time, Northwest and Northeastern State, airtime 12:30 with Bearcat game day. And right after the postgame for football, the pregame for basketball begins from St. Joseph as Northwest faces Southern Nazarene in a 5:30 tip-off on Saturday afternoon. So that's the way our broadcast schedule looks for this weekend. My thanks to everyone involved with our program here tonight from Carson's. Again, Jacob Blair along with Logan Weber behind the scenes. And for Matt Trent, I'm John Coffey. And so long from Carson's.